Okay, we have Amy Brown Coffin is a member of the PID board, has joined us. I believe that Abby had to take off. Oh no, Abby.
I'm here. Yep.
He's here. Great. Thank you, Abby. Ben, who is our chair of the PID, has asked me if I would conduct today's meeting since he's doing some of the presentation. So I'm happy to do that. And in the absence of Abby being here as well. So let's go ahead and jump straight into the Crossroads PID board meeting. As the entity that this will be the entity that we purchasing the North Temple landfill property. The PID is meeting today to take action on several resolutions to formally enable the purchase. And we'll now move to the consideration of PID Resolution 2023-03, which will approve the purchase and sales agreement for the North Temple landfill property. We just had lengthy conversation in our last board meeting, but before we move forward, is there any final discussion or questions from this board before we move forward?
Yeah. Miles.
Victoria.
It's Victoria. Yeah. I just want to say thank you. I think the due diligence that I've seen everyone undertake, but particularly Speaker Schultz, you and Ben, has really given me some confidence that this is a positive move forward, not just for the port, but for the Northwest Quadrant. So thank you.
Great. Thank you for that, Victoria. We appreciate it. And huge, huge thanks to you, Victoria, for all of the work, organizing meetings and meals, and helping us make sure that we keep the priorities of your community front and center in our mind as we move forward on this and in many other projects.
All right, Mr. Chair, I did not do this in the first meeting, but I neglected to thank, and I know he just jumped offline, Larry Shepard. Larry's not here with us in person. But it's easier for everything to function when Larry is here. So I'll just say
that's right.
We appreciate and acknowledge his absence. So as board secretary, so we also as staff opted not to include a public comment, as these are the exact same resolutions that were adopted by the board. We opted not to include public comment for the PID. And so I do want to get just a little bit more granular in terms of what this will mean for the PID. Less so regarding the restrictive covenants, because those will be the same. The agreement will be the same. But let me just speak to the PID dynamic just a little bit. I know Ben Baez is with us here as well. He is joining us from out of state, and I'll invite him to chip in wherever he wants. So just a couple clarifications. I actually serve on the board of the PID. Ben Baez, who is the deputy director of the Inland Port Authority, serves as the executive director of the PID. The PID is a separate and distinct structure from the Inland Port Authority. The Inland Port Authority provides the governance and authorization for the PID, but it is also kind of its own separate, unique structure. We felt like given the dynamics of the Port Authority, as we were a statewide organization, that it was more appropriate for the PID to actually purchase this property. So technically, the PID will be the organization that purchases this from CITLA and from then oversees the redevelopment under the direction of the UWEPA board, the Inland Port Authority board, excuse me. And so with that, I want to acknowledge just a couple of things. There was a comment made earlier that there will be legislative appropriations and PID bonds. That was partially correct. We actually will not be using any legislative appropriations to purchase this property. These are all coming from bond proceeds. And that's where this is a little bit different from the prior presentation, is that this one will actually be coming from the bond proceeds that we have previously, that were previously authorized for the use in the Northwest Quadrant. It's important because I know there's a lot of people in the bond market and those who are involved with this that are paying attention to this meeting and understand what this means. We're, of course, going to be true to the governance and what was established within our original bonding documents. We've had conversations with our bond attorneys. We feel like this is very protected and safe use for these funds. We feel much better about using them for the remediation of this property than for what was previously discussed as transloading. We're not bonded. We're not required to use this for what had been discussed in 2021 as potential transloading. We have the flexibility to use these funds where we need to, and we feel like this is a much better use of these funds than what had previously been publicly discussed. It will include a little bit of a rail component as we are looking to get rail across the landfill site. And so we are staying true to, again, our original bond documents. When the PID board had our last public hearing, they adopted a budget. That budget included the authorization to move forward with the amounts of funding that we're talking about. So we do not need to do any type of budget amendment that we're aware of as of yet for the purchase of this property. This was previously authorized by the the Inland Port Authority Board and this board at our prior, and it may have been two meetings ago, but a couple of meetings ago in terms of our public infrastructure district meeting. So the money is in place. We don't need to make any financial arrangements. What we do need is authorization from this board to move forward with the purchase of these properties. And that is what we're looking for this morning.
Great. Thank you, Ben, for that overview. Do we have any questions or comments before we move forward? Okay. Do we have a motion? Do you want to read the resolution into the record, Ben?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So you go ahead and do that, and then we'll look to a motion.
We have two resolutions. Resolution 2023-03 is a resolution of the Utah Inland Port Authority Crossroads Public Infrastructure District authorizing the purchase of real property from CITLA.
Great. Thank you, Ben. Do we have a motion to adopt PID Resolution 2023-03?
I'm happy to make that motion, Mr. Chair, Fill-in Chair.
Thank you very much, Abby, for that. And do we have a second? Awesome. Great. Amy, thank you for seconding that. And then go ahead, Ben, could you conduct the roll call vote for us?
Yes, I'm happy to. Abby Osborne?
Yes.
Amy Brown Coffin?
Yes.
Victoria Petro Eschler?
Show it on the screen.
Yes.
I am voting yes on this as well. And Mr. Fill-in Chair?
Yes. All right. We have a resolution passed. And now let's move forward to PID Resolution 2023-04, approving the restrictive covenants agreement with Rio Tinto. And Ben, could you go ahead and read that into the record for us?
Resolution 2023-04, a resolution of the UIPA Crossroads Public Infrastructure District authorizing the execution of the First Amendment to Declaration of Restrictive Covenants.
Great. Thank you. We have a motion to adopt PID Resolution 2023-04.
I'm happy to do that.
Thank you, Abby. And a second?
I'll second that.
Great. Thank you, Amy. And Ben, could you go ahead and conduct the roll call vote for us?
Victoria Petro Eschler?
Yes.
Amy Brown Coffin?
Yes.
Abby Osborne?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
And I am yes as well. So that vote is unanimous.
Great. Thank you for that, Ben. Okay. Any concluding comments before we wrap up today's meeting?
Mr. Chair, can I just say this? I'd be remiss if I didn't say this. I feel really, really fortunate to be in the position that I am. I know there are people, I teach a class at the University of Utah. I talk about this a lot in my class. I know there are people that don't love what the Inland Port does. I can understand that. But we're making really positive progress. And I appreciate the speaker's sentiment and his comments. I feel like we're absolutely going the right direction, but I just want to say this again. I hope that we're going to push back and help with all of the issues that I think the speaker raised. I think we can have a tremendously positive impact. But what I wanted to say more than anything else was I couldn't do this. Our staff couldn't do this without the support of this board. I truly believe we're doing incredible things all across the state of Utah. I was ready to give up on this long ago, and I get a pep talk from Miles or Abby or, you know, Victoria or, you know, Mike saying we're going to get this done. Stay positive. We can do this. This has been a little bit of a long road to haul. And I know we're not quite at the finish line, so I don't want to say that we are, but I do want to say thank you to our board. This board gives a ton of service. More service than I've ever seen from any other board. So I don't get a chance to say this enough, and I wish Speaker Schultz were still on the line, but thank you to this board. You guys are amazing, seriously, for your work, for letting me bug you all hours of the night. for taking my calls and letting me bounce things off you. Thank you for all that you do. It's extraordinary efforts, and it's paying dividends for the state of Utah.
Ben, thank you for that. And thank you for all of your work. And again, we've talked about how long we've been working on this, 18 months, but it's impossible to really communicate all the time, all the energy, all the stress, all the times. It is a very engaged board. You may have gotten some conflicting messages here or there. Then it's upon you to go and try to negotiate that and make sure that we're all united. But at the very outset, we decided as a board that we are going to do everything on a consensus basis. And that unity that we have among the board and with management and under your leadership, Ben, is enabling us to go out there and to do significant things that will bring great benefit to the entire state for many years and decades to come. So we appreciate your leadership and your work. Okay, then with that, let's go ahead and we thank everybody for being here. And do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you so much. Then this this fake chair or acting chair declares the meeting closed. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Bye.